You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we have new music from an alt-country band that's been around for 26 years.
Have you ever bought an album just because the cover art caught your eye? A couple of years ago, I first heard the Kentucky alt-country band Freakwater that way, when a copy of the band's third album, 1993's Feels Like the Third Time, practically leapt out of the record bin. In a Southern Gothic style, the cover's got a black and white photo of a woman with the most dour expression, her hair curling down off to the side of her face like a cyclone, and behind her, a classic wide-body American station wagon, all rimmed with a bold red framing. I had no idea what Freakwater sounded like, but I had to find out. Now the band's back, announcing their first record since 2005, and little in their sound and songwriting's changed. They're still pairing more modern anxieties with old-timey Appalachian-style country and bluegrass. And Catherine Irwin and Janet Beveridge's vocals still do amazing things together, too, evoking a scary apocalyptic scene here at the end of this song, The Asp and the Albatross.
Trees have listed, no matter how brave, or what we forgave upon failings I wave. Dash in the dim before the dawn. Ross has flown back to where the stars bring the sea. Sleep your tears with a promise to take us gently, but we suck the wind from your sails that keeps us back.
Freakwater with The Asp and the Albatross off their upcoming album Scheherazade, out in February on Bloodshot Records. Next, we have a new release from an English dance musician that NPR Music calls an album of open sonic spaces.
After several years of releasing singles and EPs, it's come time for a proper full-length debut. Under the pseudonym Floating Points, England's Sam Shepherd has developed a unique style of jazz-timed dance music that's much slower and less aggressive than what you're likely to hear at a loud, very macho, raving club dance party. No big whumping bass here. Instead, Floating Point's debut record, Elania, finds its fun in quirky repetitions, weaving and interlocking skittery drum patterns with warm synthesizer notes so closely that you can't tell the instruments apart. Shepherd's also successful here creating different moods for the listener, everything from a warm ambiance of relaxation to a quickly increasing paranoia on this track titled Peroration 6, which cuts off so abruptly as to leave the listener confused and unsettled. Check it out.
That's Floating Points with Peroration 6 off his debut album Elenia, out this week on Lucabop Records. Finally, we have music from a collaborative EP that was recorded during a music festival in Marfa, Texas.
New Zealander Conan Moccasin and Brit Devante Hines, who plays under the pseudonym Blood Orange, each have a little bit of Prince in them. Their debt to the Purple One is on display in this new collaborative song titled Feelin' Lovely, where Moccasin and Hines each affect very delicate and alluring, but flexible vocal deliveries that mingle together over a slinky groove. Have a listen.
Conan Moccasin and Devante Hines with Feelin' Lovely, and this has been Sample Size. The new issue of Look at OKC has Dave Cathy's feature on new Oklahoma City seafood restaurant, The Drake. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.